Welcome, everyone, and a big thank you, of course, to Brian Kaplowitz and SpeakerMatch.com for sponsoring our teleseminar today, where we are talking about getting media placements as a part of the overall build-up strategy Annie Jennings' clients use to reach their optimal success. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm radio director for Annie, and with me is the Annie Jennings, a highly respected and accomplished national publicist who creates meaningful and valuable publicity strategies that help her clients be heard in the world. Annie offers her famous number one radio talk show interview campaign that comes with free unlimited media training, a performance guarantee, and bookings on the major high listenership radio shows that include the nationally syndicated networks that help share your message coast to coast. Performance publicity programs are also offered for television bookings, prestigious print, and influential online media placements. So, welcome, Annie.
Oh, thank you very much, Stacey. It's wonderful to be here today. And thank you, Brian, from Speaker Match. Always a pleasure working with you and your team. The signups have been outstanding, as they are every time. And as I review the forms, I'm very impressed by just the high quality of everyone in your community. It's just outstanding. And everyone has tremendous potential. So when reviewing the forms, I also review the website. So today I'm also going to share a little bit of website analysis that I think is going to really make a difference in people's futures in terms of competition factors that will help them win the business. So nice insider stuff here today that I feel will be nice and empowering for everybody. First things first, of course, a success tip for any strategy you are in is believe in it. So here's the thing. If something is bothering you, even a little, this is a sign that you should take another look at it. For example, if you are a talented consultant and you're doing a speaking event, what should you do if the question comes into your mind? Should I let everyone have a copy of my book? Should I have them on the chair when they walk in the room? Or hand a person a copy if they come up to shake my hand after the event? Well, the answer is in the question always. If you believe that a personal connection is more important than a couple of bucks, then yes, give away your book. I'm all for giving away the book. I think it's really a smart move when you are an author or a speaker, when you're a speaker with a book, because it's a great way to get in front of a potential opportunity. But here is the thing. Hopefully, you know the right questions to ask. However, there is something wrong with what I just said, and I found this to be true in creating a strategy. If you use the word hope, that means all else has failed, and what you are currently doing is telling you, by using the word hope, that it's going to fail too. So hope is the opposite of confidence in the outcome. If you hear yourself saying, well, I hope this is going to work, take a second look at what you're planning, because a hope is a good tip-off, a good, nice tip-off word. You could say things like to yourself, oh, I hope they hire me, versus all the reasons why they should hire me, and you have authentic reasons matching the outcomes they want for themselves or their organization. That creates a point of certainty. Right? So the word hope means you've left something undone, unsaid, undeveloped. I think using the word hope is a signal, a warning sign to be aware of in your strategy. There's hope indicating, again, that something is uncertain or missing. And there's certainty, big, big word we use in our business. You know it's going to work. You are fully engaged. We know there is a law of cause and effect that is universal in nature, right? You can't hope a seed into growing. Conditions have to be right. And if your business can be a metaphor for the seed, and it is your passion in life, I would assume you would create the perfect conditions for it to grow and thrive. The point of certainty does not rely on hope. A producer of a show is never going to hope. They're never going to book a hope pitch. There is not enough there to create certainty, and if the segment goes badly, their judgment will be questioned, and soon they will lose their credibility and eventually their job. But if you give them every reason to book you or book the guest, the booking should fall into place. Just like when you give the event coordinator or meeting planner every reason to hire you as a keynote speaker, a workshop leader, whatever it is you're going after, the booking should fall into place. This is the build-up strategy in a nutshell. Give them a reason to say yes. And that entails many, many factors, though, including credibility, media placements, big media placements on big brands, and first impressions. So first impressions become critical. So here's how first impressions work. And when I speak to a client, or even before I speak to a client, they create a first impression, from how much of our online form they filled out to get the appointment, to the quickness of their response to us when we call or email to set up a time for the appointment, to the cadence of their voice on the phone. There's many other numerous factors and evaluations taking place, all in the client's best interest and in our marketing process. Now, that's for me because my job is to build everyone up. But keep in mind, first impressions start with your very first connection to who you're speaking to, who you're contacting. Now, it's like shaking someone's hand. Weak, too strong, confident, or shaky. All of this and more starts the first impression. For our publicity firm, the evaluation process starts as soon as the person seeking publicity approaches our firm. This is so I can create the perfect PR plan that this individual needs to succeed in their business growth and development plans. All of our clients come in at their own level, from their own confidence and experience level, to their own messaging level, to their own goals and objectives. Good. First impressions matter because they set the stage in marketing. For me, it's okay, for purposes of this example, to have a weak handshake because that tells me how I need to help this client get stronger. This does not happen in my business because it's all about the go for the client, with the only unknown being how to go. This is why the evaluations take place. Now, with other businesses, though, the evaluations take place, meaning, do I like this person or not? For us, it's what is the best way to help this client reach the outcome they would like to attain for themselves. Now, in other businesses, such as coaching, sales, consulting, anything where the speaker or expert is interacting with people, these people are thinking, should I stay or should I go? Should I listen to more? Or have I heard enough to move on to next? We all know there's no shortage of authors, experts, speakers who do what you do. So the only choice for the person hiring is, who is the best candidate for me, for our firm, and for our goals? This is why marketing is so critical to your success. And with the online world playing a huge role now in anyone's reputation, it's only going to get harder to stand out. Your online world is a reflection of who you are as a person, a firm. The online world added an entirely new layer of creating a good first impression. So with our firm, once I know your goals, I know how to strategize your build-up media formula for you. We call it our ladder strategy, to create a quick visual of the growth strategy so the client can see how the levels, the rungs, 1 through 10 work, what each one does for them, and how we are going to use these spokes to rise the client to their highest levels of success. Now, in getting more media placements in 2020, all this information is key. Because you have to, if you're booking yourself, you have to act like a publicist and know what a publicist knows, or you'll make critical mistakes and all your time will be for nothing. All right, so knowing your level, where am I on my level of growth and development, is important for getting your next media placement. Now this will be good news to everybody. Rarely does anyone walk through our doors who does not need our build-up formula, or ladder strategy, we call it, so they can get the media and publicity placements that would create credibility, influence, and clout to increase their competitive factor that fits with their overall goals and, importantly, match the way the media books. If we do not develop the client into being right for the media will not see what they need to see to say yes. And by the way, they will never bother to work with our firm again. All right. So this is important for you because if you're not doing the things, right, that the media wants to see in your pitch to them, they're not going to bother to work with you or answer your phone calls or open your emails again. This stuff is important. We can't hurt ourselves in the process of trying to help ourselves. So that's a good piece of advice there. So this is why we have become a top performer for the media, because I just realized very early on, in the media, you can't make a mistake. They, like, remember. So we did not prepare the client to excellence while staying authentic. In our client's zone, expertise in messaging, you might say, we would be laughed out of business if we went in with somebody who we couldn't defend. If the media said to us, okay, prove it.
pitch them to me, sell them to me. I have to be able to do that, because that actually happens out there in the world. You have to know what they're going to look, what they're looking for to say yes, because they actually want to say yes. At the end of the day, they definitely want to say yes. Give them every reason to say yes, but that's going to involve a lot more than just making a phone call and not being prepared, a lot more. So every stage of your marketing is actually critical to someone. So at the end of the day, you're always making an impression. Yes, a good first impression can turn to a bad experience. You can lose their trust. So everything becomes marketing, keeping the trust from the little things, from such as how long does it take for you to answer an email? How you craft the email all moves your reputation along. How often do you stay in touch with the very big things, such as the quality of your interactions, your attitude with each interaction? Have you lost interest in the relationship? Signs of burnout, and in reality, you are forcing them out of the relationship, and now they don't want to work with you anymore because they know you've signaled them you're done. So if you're not staying in a regular relationship with your contacts, the ones that you're working to eventually hire you, you're indicating, you're not that important to me. The only thing is you don't know it yet that you're even indicating that, but that's what the recipient of that behavior is starting to think. That's how I judge people. I judge people a lot, but only with intent to making them better, because that's my job, is to know their weak points and make them stronger. All right, so that's what we do here, and that's what publicity is all about. Here's another thing that I find it does not work in your favor, is when people experience a certain level of success, I have found that some people can start to act like you're doing them a favor. And it's like, look, if you want me, you have to wait. Now, this is the greatest trait leading to failure I have ever seen. And when somebody gets a little, overconfident, a little too arrogant, and then they start acting that way, never, you'll always be thankful for every single thing you get. So when I see this trait in a client, I know they can, now listen, this is going to be good, because I know they're only going to go so far up the ladder strategy. Now, the ladder strategy, remember, is designed, the build-up strategy is designed for each client according to their goals and objectives, and it brings them as high up as they can go. So we optimize the client to their highest level of success. Now, sometimes that's levels, it's the ladder strategy is levels 1 through 10. Sometimes that's a 10 plus. Believe me, these people, they go up the ladder. Somebody getting so full of themselves that they decide, I don't have to answer the email right away. These things are bad, and they leave a bad taste in everyone's mouth, especially like the publicity firm, okay, that you might be working with, or the person that's on the end of this type of behavior. So what started out as a great impression turns into a bit of a sour impression, and a great experience so far turns into one of frustration and working stress. People experience like, I don't really want to work with this person because I'm all stressed out. They don't get back to me. They don't tell me what I need to hear to be able to do my job. So there's certain things that indicate to me how high up a client is willing to go. All right, so Stacey's going to move on to how to get media placements mm-hmm. in 2020 and go over some of the attributes that we notice in clients that go very high up the ladder. Remember, it's all about your optimal levels of success. You're coming to the table with potential. So what's your potential? I see it right away. People say, what's wrong with you? How do you see where I'm going to go? I said, believe me, I know exactly where you're going to go. Right, Stace? Takes me a couple of seconds to know the path.
The blink factor, right? The blink factor is what we call it.
It really is, because I can tell. I can tell by so many things who you are. And believe me, my goal is to see the good in you. But it's also to notice everything else, too, because behind the scenes, what you don't know is that we know what you don't know about yourself. And we know to fix it. We didn't even know we're fixing it. We're just fixing it, okay? But we're fixing it in a way that makes you stronger and more powerful as a media candidate, because the competition is fierce out there. We all know that Bowker has just released, right? Bowker's just released the stats on the books for the year before, 1.6 million self-published books. The year before, 1.2 million. I mean, my God, I got to 5 million and then I stopped counting because, I count a lot of stuff. And it's one of my things. I even counted the amount of media placements we've gotten in the last 10 years. And we'll tell you that in a little while. But I count mm-hmm. at 5 million is a lot of competitors and they all want what you want. So we're going to tell you about attributes that are going to work for you and mistakes not to make, and then how to get media placements in 2020. So Stacy will take it from here.
Well, I know everyone is really excited about this media placement thing. So let's talk about that, how to get those media placements. And it really comes down to one thing, okay? This one very first thing you need to know is that you need to know the profile of the media outlet that you are pitching. So media follows a certain protocol for booking, and they have to cater to their audience. So the audience, whether it be listeners, viewers, or readers, must match what the media outlet knows to be of value to them. This is what we like to call the match game for fun. It helps the shows create loyalty as the outlet is always consistent. And we know that consistency is a major element of creating a relationship that withstands the test of time. We talk about consistency all the time. Annie mentioned it earlier. We'll mention it later. We mention it all the time. Consistency is so important. So loyalty and those loyal listeners, it also means ratings. And ratings means a higher commercial value for the advertising time on the show. It all truly makes sense. However, sometimes it's hard for people that aren't working with the media all of the time or in the media to understand. So you think you might be able to be the exception to the rule, but we have never found it to work that way. For instance, if you don't have the specific credentials that the media outlet is looking for, there are prerequisites here that you may not even know exist. If you're an expert in sports, but you know that you are pitching yourself to the wrong editor at a particular newspaper, well, that's just not going to work. You've lost the match game. You want to win the match game here. This is the number one key to getting media placements. There are general rules or guidelines of booking that work for every single media outlet, no matter what you're looking for. So playing this match game is the first number one thing to keep in mind when preparing for your media outreach. You want to go where you are welcome and not where you don't stand a chance of getting booked, because that's costing time. It's costing you opportunity. Time is limited each day for your media contact, especially. You want to consider your reputation with the media and keep it stellar. Annie was talking earlier about the bad taste in others' mouths. You never want to be responsible for that bad taste. Okay, you want to keep your reputation with the media stellar, meaning that they'll open your emails when they see them come through, answer your calls because they know that you actually get it. I mean, we've gotten feedback from the media that say they get hundreds of emails a day, not a week, a day, and they've got to get through all of that garbage, all the people who are losing the match game sending emails to get to the winners of the match game, and that should be you. They'll know that you're easy to work with, that you'll always have a good idea that's a good fit for the outlet. And that is how you get repeat media placements and appearances. Soon you'll create an advantage for yourself, and you'll get the media that may have gone to someone else previously, but you get it because of the relationship that you have built up over time with that media contact. And, you know, honestly, that's why it's so hard to break into different media outlets, because to be successful, you have to take the time to create the relationship. You have to be consistent. There's that word again, word of the day. You have to be consistent. So we always ask people that are pitching themselves to understand this concept and to stop blasting the media, throwing the spaghetti against the wall to see if it sticks. You don't want to do that, right? It's going on right now. It ruins it for everybody. There's so many emails to review, so many pitches to consider, and so little time. Annie just talked about all of the self-published authors that are out there. All of these people are buying lists. You're getting out there. You're just throwing it all. You're what we call spray and pray for the placements, okay? And that is makes you a loser at the match game. You want to win the match game. Get the media outlet that is right for you, a natural fit. It's where you're going to want to be. And they'll want to have you. And that's really important, right? So, I mean, the truth of the matter is, if you don't match a profile of the media outlet, you just won't get booked. And that's the end of the story. So knowing this, just don't blast anyone and everyone. Now, if you're working with a publicist like us or any other publicist out there to get media placements, there are some other things to be aware of that could also hurt you. So, Annie, what are some of those things that negatively impact someone's relationship with the media and also with whomever is putting their neck out there for you and booking you?
Oh, very good, Stacey, and thank you. That was wonderful. And that's a great question because knowing the negativities is really, you know, part of the winning the game. But I'm going to read something from you from somebody from a major top three media site. Okay, the one of the three biggest brands you can possibly think of right now came from them, and this is what she says to me. She emails this. She goes, "Let me just say, I'm not sure who's training the PR people these days, but you cannot believe the number of people I make requests of. They agree to help, and then I never hear from them again. Hello, I'm on a deadline." Okay, enough griping, she says. "I have the pros like you around to make my life easier, so I'll stop now. I just wish you could train every PR firm in business today and everyone pitching me in business today." So that's what we're doing here. You know, by revealing a lot of the things that happen behind the scenes, we're giving you the indicators and the tools you need and the insight, importantly, the insight you need into the life of the media, the life of somebody who wants to hire you, and what they're thinking behind the scenes, and how you can strategically create a plan for yourself, right? That unfolds consistently over time. Love the word consistently. But there you go. So that's, you know, that's the secret, I'm telling you. That's how we get all the placements, because I create them for you. We're going to go into more on that later, but that's the ladder strategy we talked about earlier, the build-up. It's important for everyone to keep in mind, I need to build up to qualify. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. It's normal. Nobody's a born 10. They really aren't. Do they have potential for a 10? Absolutely. Absolutely. The question is, let's get there. And let's get there as quickly as possible. So here are some things, okay, that you can accidentally do to hurt yourself, all right? And what guests don't know is that the booking publicist is responsible for the segment. So sure, nobody says this to us, but we know we are. We know that we are the drivers of the ratings, okay? Our clients have to be prepared, confident, and media savvy, or we cannot or actually will not be allowed by our business model to pitch them. So before we pitch, they have to pass, my publicists have to pass inspection. Stacey has to pass inspection. Right, Stacey?
Mm-hmm.
She does. All of everyone's work has to pass inspections, meaning they have to have the elements that allow the producer or the media contact to say yes. All right? Remember, they don't give you a second chance. That's the thing here. You're on a tightrope every time you go out to the media, so you have to be right. You have to be prepared, okay? At least you have to be professional. So some of our most successful clients know, here's what makes a difference. I'm going to tell you the difference in the successful clients. Some of our most successful clients know they had to follow our lead to get to their highest level and to not ask too many questions. All right, too many questions just get in their way because they don't know what they don't know, and they have to trust professionals. We've been in business for a lot of years. We have a lot of proof of concept on our website. So the clients that do very well with us, they just know. They know they're in a strategy that's designed to get them to their yes, their highest level of attention, and they just let us do our job. Okay, that's really good. Let us do our job. Trust is important. They all trusted us to work for their highest good, for them, the show, for the audience. Now, all right, I have your back. I have my back. I have my publicist's back. And I have everyone's back because I want the highest good for everybody. All right, so trust is important, knowing I'm going to do the right thing for you. Very good. So what does more success look like for these clients? This is what they get by following some simple guidelines here. Consulting opportunities with major firms, lots of speaking engagements, sometimes international interest in their consulting service, even too much business. Yes, we have some testimonials up there that said we had to stop. There was too much coming through our doors. And in some cases, they were getting so much more, they just couldn't process anymore. Like I just said, they just said, listen, we got to go on hold. This is too much for us. When one person had product, and we're not even a product firm, But we took the client because we liked the product, and you know, they had factors. They had the trust factor in place. They had the first impression where I felt I could really build and work with the clients. It wasn't all about sales for them, because that's the one thing. Don't let it all be about sales, because it hinders the creative process. So they were all about sharing the message and doing their highest good for society. Perfect, right? They wind up selling out. They have to stop working with us for a little while till they could restock their product. And it was just amazing for us to see the power of the media. And when it's done right, I mean, great things happen to you. So that's why it's worth doing everything right. No shortcuts, please. So again, I identify how high up a person can go. We really have to be responsive to the socially relevant conversations in your area of interest while being authentic to you. I have to defend my pitch to the media. You guys don't know this. I know this. They say, okay, I like the pitch. Sell them to me. I got to be ready for that. It's nice to do the radio first. You'll learn a big skill set there. See how this ladder's working now? Like starting to make a lot of sense, right? Oh, yeah, I see why they do what they do. The idea is you don't go down these rungs. You keep going up. So your radio acts as your foundation, leading you to a level 5-6. Now we move up a little bit more, because now with all that media training and the knowledge of your subject matter and the experience of presenting your subject matter in a somewhat live environment, the radio shows are live, but they're phoners. So, you know, it's good. You can have all your notes there. All right. So now when you get to TV, though, what's happening? Distractions. You've got who knows how many cameras. There could be up to 3. You have the set. You have people walking around. You have makeup. They're brushing your hair. Who knows what they're... And you can get rattled. Okay, so this is why the media training is good for TV, because it's going to reenact the scenario you're going to be walking into. Remember, radio is like a looser type of environment, whereas TV is very scripted. All right, so they're going to follow a script. We're going to know the questions you're going to be asked. You'll be media trained on the questions. So when you're pitching, you're actually pitching the show content, all right? And they're generally going to develop it in advance, and you're generally going to know the questions. With that in mind, be prepared. Know your answers. 20 to 30-second answers are nice. Most shows are 2 to 3 minutes. Some can be more. It's good if you know they're more. It's good to ask the question, how long is a typical segment? That's totally controlled by someone else other than the publicist. But if you know your parameters, you're able to prepare accordingly. That's a good thing for you to do. Because I'm talking in terms of sometimes you're working with a publicist, sometimes you're pitching for yourself. So there's sort of a middle ground in there. You know, what I would do for you is have you totally prepared. TV shows require a demo. But if you don't have a demo, how are you going to get a TV show? Okay, ultimate catch 22. Luckily, we figured that out. Another good characteristic to have is be willing to drop everything. You can't say you're available and then cancel. That is the kiss of death, and it will push you. You'll be out of business in terms of booking the media. Your PR firm will be severely hurt, because their credibility is severely hurt. So playing psychological games like saying I'm totally available, and then suddenly after securing a booking from them, suddenly becoming unavailable. How can you trust this person after this, when there's so many other people that you can trust? So bringing you to your highest level of optimal success means that everyone can trust you. You are a man or a woman of your word, and you do what you say you're going to do, and you're willing to learn the strategy of success. Because you can sabotage yourself by causing others to stop believing in you. Have integrity at all times. Successful clients for us, they let us do our job. They already believe in the strategy we present to them. They trust us. So, Stacey, we have some other aspects of the build-up strategy.
When we're talking about the build-up strategy, everyone gets all excited. Media is sexy, the whole deal, right? But you have to have the boring stuff already done, the day-to-day grind, what you need to have in place for success. So, you know, it's not just being dependent on the media to make it happen. People that are successful are not dependent on that, all right? They have their business model already set up, and the media is what takes you to the next level. Talking about the build-up strategy, the ladder strategy, that visual, it helps you climb the rungs. But you've already been working. You've already been climbing. It's really important, because we hear people complain about their previous PR, their previous publicist, how what they're getting from others really ends up being nothing. And, you know, we want to talk to you about how this can be different. And how it can be different is because you have to be ready to get to that next level. It's not just the one spoke that you need for growth. And when we're talking about the spokes, we're talking about the other visual tool that we use, our optimization wheel. We've talked about it with Brian before. And the media is just one spoke of it. So the more spokes that you have going for you, that you're building, the build up in your business model, the different areas where you can just go ahead and create, where you can work in, where you can strengthen, that will help you. The more spokes, the stronger the wheel. And the faster you go, and the further you go, okay, you are building up that wheel, and it will take you somewhere to that next level. Now, you know, you may ask what these spokes are or how to build up your business model to put yourself in a position of success so that when you get those media placements, when you're out there and you've worked hard and you've won the match game and you are getting the media placements, how that just helps your business go to the next level, how you get people to say yes to you, or to want to work with you, or to want to hire you, or maybe other media outlets to want to talk with you, all right? There are different spokes or different ways to build that business model. It really, you're going to have to kind of look at what you already have in play, right? Because every industry, every type of speaker, every type of area of expertise, every type of business is going to be different in how you can have your business model set up for success, where media just helps get you there. Okay, so an example would be some of our clients in the past have set up their website, set up their business model to be able to give away, if you're an author, your book for free. Okay, maybe you don't have a book. Maybe you have time. Give away 10 to 15 minutes of your time, a consultation, right? You're doing that for free. So when you're doing that, when you're in the media now, if you're already set up and this is part of your business model, people appreciate that. You're there to help them, right? You have the right goals and objectives. You have a mission there. You've got a bigger purpose other than money. You want to help. So where you are giving without the expectation of receiving. When you have that, and that is directing your decisions and what you're doing and how you're building up your media bio, when you're in that media build-up strategy, you have this in play, and it is all it will do is endear people to you. It's about relationship building. Really important. You know, I mean, you can just look at yourself. You know, when you're out there and someone gives you something for free, I mean, how does that make you feel? You're like, oh, well, that's so nice of you. Thank you. I got a gift. It's a gift, right? So you're more inclined to want to be involved with this person. You might, you know, if you're getting really good information that would normally cost a certain amount of dollars, and your time, of course, is worth everything, if you're getting that for free, you know, you're more inclined to do business with that person, all right? You're more inclined to be a part of their community, all right, to want to hear from them. So it's really important to understand that your business model can help you get to that next level. You want to work on that. And then when you, again, the media that you get, that's just going to help you really take off. All right. So when you have these things, you've got the media placements, right? And this can be for anything really, if you think about it. You know, you've got your media assets, they're sitting there, right? Maybe you just went ahead and bought a weight loss book and then it's just sitting there. You read it, but that's fine, right? Do you expect to lose the weight if you don't take action? Right? You have to do that. It's the same thing with your build-up strategy. Build-up is action. We're not calling it the laying around strategy. It's not the dust collecting strategy. You can't have a dustpan laying around, right? It's just going to collect dust. It's not going to do anything for you. And it's not going to automatically clean anything, make everything better and brighter and, you know, more fantastic for you. So you have to be using and leveraging everything you have. Build up equals action. And, you know, this is something that we've been talking about for many, many years, right? So when you are active out there in the world, you're everywhere at all times. You're consistent. Again, back to that word, you're consistent over time. So the buildup is about building up in more ways than one. So you have to commit to the process. You have to trust the process. You know, and one of my favorite quotes, and we talk about this all the time, is that the person, and I may have even said this before some of our teleseminars because I say it constantly, is that the person that wakes up and finds himself an overnight success, they were never asleep. All right. There's a lot of work that goes into the build-up strategy. Yes, media is one part of it, but you've got to lay the foundation. You have to have that great business model. You have to have the wonderful attitude. You have to trust and have good people around you. And so that would be the one piece of advice. You know, it just takes work. You got to roll up your sleeves sometimes, and then you're going to be ready. You're going to have everything in place so that when you get those media placements in 2020, and I know you will, you get those media placements, it's just going to take you to the next level in your build-up strategy. So, Annie, I know that there were some questions, lots of great questions that you received from some of the sign-up forms.
I did, and they're going to really help people, especially with everything we talked today. But before I do that, because I do have to talk a little fast now, people, okay, because we only have like 10 minutes left, but I got some great stuff here. The thing is with websites, here's my problem. Okay, I was looking at a lot of sites, and I see sites every single day, believe me. And the thing for me is they're getting too vague. They're getting too vague. They're getting too many pictures. There's too many pictures with vague words on them, such as, our clients see tremendous success. Okay, so tell me about it. I'm here to hire you. Tell me about their tremendous success. Nothing there. Then the next thing, another picture, and they see improvements. Well, tell me about it, you know, what I'm going to see. They're giving me words with no value, in my opinion, as somebody who's looking to hire, and I'm looking to hire on a results basis. What's in it for me? Not words. Slideshows are out. I'm sorry. They hurt your eyes. They're hard on the eyes, and they take too much time. I don't know what's the slideshow, what's going to be on number 2, number 3, number 5. I don't know if there's 100 slideshows in your slideshow. All I know is I'm out, okay? I know. We love them. They're beautiful, and the pictures are gorgeous, okay? But unless they're actually allowing the client to learn more about your business. First of all, slideshows are out, so we'll just get rid of them. But pictures, too many pictures. There's just so many. People are scrolling down these new template sites. I see them all the time. And there's a gigantic picture the size of a movie theater. And they're scrolling down, and there's just these words that make no sense. They're words picked out of a dictionary, you know, that are adjectives about how good they are, like, expert performance. Well, what? Tell me about it. What's the expert performance you're going to give me? Like, how am I going to make money by hiring you people? Your website should have everything visible on the homepage. Now, this is hard. So people can see it with one sweeping glance. Then the client can hone in on the section they want to know more about rather than playing the what's next game. What am I going to find if I scroll down? Another picture? Instead of scrolling down with picture after meaningless picture coming up, everything should be seen with one sweeping glance. People read in bulk now. You know, they read bulk emails, bulk languaging, bulk everything. So in one sweeping glance, they can see everything I have to offer and then click, okay, on that particular section to then get the actual description of the services I'm offering and what are the deliverables to the client. Amen. Who doesn't want to do business with me after that, quite frankly? All right. So after a couple of nothing things on your site, they're just scrolling around. The person has no choice but to leave. They can't get answers. They can't get information. They can just get vague references. So remember, use the words in your mind, right? Tell me about it. If you're saying that you're good, tell me about that you're good. Designs do not sell. Content sells. Tell them what they need to know to say yes to you, but do it in an updated design format. We don't want to go all old school with these squished up websites, but you want to have a gorgeous presentation, but it has to be content rich. That's all I'm going to say, content rich. Now I want to go on to this one question because there were some great ones, and I am going to talk fast, I promise, Brian. How to get more media exposure for my book and myself. Okay, exactly. That's what these teleseminars are all about. So it's good to listen to them all and map out your optimization wheel. There is a teleseminar replay on our publicity blog site, third link in our navigation bar at AnnieJenningsPR.com, and search Speaker Match.
and it's called Speaker Match Optimization Wheel Teleseminar Replay. I'm going to give you the strategy to build up and cover as many ways you can get more exposure for yourself. The optimization wheel also helps you avoid the overwhelm that anyone can experience when it seems like there's so much to do and there's so much competition, but you're in a hurry to get to the end result, you know, patience, and then, but you don't really have the patience. You just want to be successful tomorrow. But this is a must listen for those with the same questions on how to get more media. Just be patient, do the optimization wheel, and you're going to get a lot more than just media. The wheel also keeps you in the game. That is, you won't quit because your strategy is created for you and by you. It's all described in that replay, so listen to that. You can continue to work your optimization wheel. You have lots of support here. And then you'll be able to get to that point of certainty with the media to enable you to cut through the abundance of others in your field while wanting exactly what you want. So consistency and persistence, once again, and playing the match game that we talked about earlier. It's fun. Here's the next question. I'm a best-selling author and would like to reach more leaders that become clients. Good question, right? So you have to be the best or at the top of your industry to be in the running for leaders to be clients, okay? They only hire the creme de la creme, the elite of the elite. They hire the people they see in the most major brands. You have to be a brand yourself as well. Brands attract opportunity. You have to be the brand, okay, that is the best in your industry. And the final question, why do I need your services? Like, what's in it for me? There's nothing wrong with what's in it for me. I think everybody should be saying what's in it for me to do business with you. In fact, it's one of my tips in my tip series is always be asking what's in it for me? What are the deliverables that are meaningful and valuable to me? Okay. And those tips are available on the homepage. Anyone can sign up. And I write a lot about this stuff you haven't heard before. All right, so the rule of thumb here when writing your about section for your target clients is to answer their questions before they have to ask them. A very wordy, long section only positions you as not quite ready to work with the big guys because we find people not really willing to read it all. So to get to the good stuff, credentials, facts, brands first, the next thing to do is get media that positions you in your field of big brands. And using the strategy we talked about here, the ladder strategy, you're positioning yourself for big brands. Again, this is what the series is doing with Speaker Match, helping you attract clients and media at a much higher level. Big media transfers authority. Remember this to the person who asked this question. We want to get you to the point where you can attract big media because that transfers authority to you and, of course, your site. And of course, if the media offers a link back to your site, the SEO value, you know, skyrockets. All right, it all depends on the profile of the media outlet and their booking guidelines. Now, there's another question here, Brian. How far ahead of an event should you put out PR? 30 days. I could stop here, save this for our next time. What would you like me to do? There's a couple more questions.
I think we'll save it for the next time. We're going to have a lot more of you. And yeah, if you're listening right now, we're going to have a lot more Annie over the next year. She has enough information to fill many, many, many teleseminars. PR is such an important part of your strategy, should be an important part of your strategy if you are a speaker. It is impossible for a meeting planner to book you if they don't know you exist. And so PR is just one of many ways that you can use to get noticed and be out there in front of people. The more people feel like they know you, the more exposure they have to you, the more likely they are not only to book you, but the more likely they are to pay you more because they see you as an expert in the field. So it's super important. And like I said, we're going to have a lot more of Annie. Annie Jennings is the expert in PR. She knows what she's doing. So I highly recommend that you contact Annie with any PR questions that you have. And of course, if you need services, Annie will be available to you to help you with whatever PR needs you have. So thank you so much, Annie.
And thank you, Brian, for having us as guests. We always enjoy. You've got the greatest speakers in the world, and I mean it. And I've been working with you for 20 years, so I know people. Brian's the guy.
All right. I'm going to put a link on our website also with all the replays for Annie. I'll try and put that all together in a place that's easy to find for everybody.
All for now, and thanks again, everybody.